Calvin!
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing it again.
Nah, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Why can't we sing it again?
Oh, boy.
Cut that out.
Come on, Dave. Dave,
just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out?
Let's sing it again,
boys.
I am sure that most of you all are recognizing those awesome voices. I'm telling you, those guys can sing. And I tell you what, Crystal is with us today, and later on, we are going to feature this song some more, and you know why. This week's featured songs, this is one of them. So Friday, Power Friday. Crystal, they know they're going to have a quiz.
All right. Get ready, study.
There you go. So we definitely want y'all to be ready. Crystal, I tell you, I appreciate you for helping us with this. But in the meantime, we're going to come back to it now, y'all, so just be ready. Kinesiology, bachelor's and master's degrees in that. How did you determine that that would be something that would really be able to hold your interest?
Well, I started out in sports medicine when I was in high school. You know, when you are a senior, you have to decide when you're 18 years old what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Wow.
So I was selecting a major, and I wanted to do sports medicine because at the time I was a cheerleader, and so I would always travel with the basketball team and the football team. And I remember when the athletes would get hurt, there would be a an athletic trainer that would go and help with the injuries. So that just sparked my interest. But once I started my program, this is another lesson about fear. I remember being in class and just, again, feeling like I was not smart enough to do athletic training. A lot of the classes that you take for sports medicine are the same that the physical therapy students take. And so I just felt like I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good enough. And now looking back, you know, that was 20 years ago. I see that was a problem that I had. So some of the classes that we took were in the same catalog for the courses for exercise science. So with the exercise science program, it was very similar, but you could graduate in 4 years versus 5 years. So I took the easy way out, and I thought that I could do the same thing with exercise science, which really turned out not to be true. Athletic training and physical therapy focuses more on the joints, and like if you break your knee or if you break your ankle, and rehabilitating the broken bones and injuries, dealing with ligaments and wound care. Exercise science focuses more on the cardiovascular system, which is different. But it turned out great because I still did my internship in a physical therapy clinic. And I encourage everyone who is in school to do an internship, because I remember them telling me, your internship is when you find out if this is something that you really want to do. So in my undergrad, I did my internship at a physical therapy clinic, and I found that was not really what I wanted to do. But for my graduate program, I did my internship in cardiac rehab, and I enjoyed that more.
Okay.
So, yes.
That's awesome. And so health is something that you really have a strong interest in.
Yes.
And now that has been expanded, you broadened that to, as you were sharing with me, not only interest in physical health, but the whole person.
Yes. Yes. So I am so excited. I'm a member of the National Institute of Wellness. It is a national program And they have developed, the founder, Dr. Bill Hettler, he developed a model called the Six Dimensions of Wellness. And typically when people hear the word wellness, we think of physical wellness, which is one of the dimensions. But wellness is so much more than just physical. I recently worked at Virginia Heart in Alexandria, Virginia, and I worked in a cardiology practice. And like I said earlier, I used to do a lot of work in cardiac rehab, but this was the first time I actually went into the cardiologist's visits. And my job was to help the cardiologist with their patient visits. And one of my duties was to review the medications with the patients, the medications that they were on. And to my surprise, so many of the patients, we would see about 60 patients a day.
Wow. Okay.
And one thing that I learned was that so many people are on so many medications. I didn't realize I had some patients that took maybe 20 medications a day. And I did not realize. A lot of people were on blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine, medicine for depression and anxiety, medicine for congestive heart failure. And it was interesting because a lot of our patients were my age or younger. I'm 39. So what I saw was that a lot of the patients were dealing with high stress. They were very stressful. And so there is a strong relationship in the United States. Heart disease is the number one cause of death, but a lot of the people who have heart disease have other comorbidities like diabetes, high cholesterol, and stress is one of the main causes for their high blood pressure. And when it comes to coping with stress, many people use unhealthy habits to cope with stress, which can cause their cholesterol to be high, like eating sweets. If you eat anything in abundance, it's going to turn to fat if you eat too much. If you eat anything in excess, you may not be eating fat, but if you eat too many calories, if you are consuming more calories than you're putting out, your body is going to turn into fat. So when you have a high fat content in your blood, ultimately you're going to have a high cholesterol level.
So let's say the person, because, you know, we know that we have a problem with overweight, obesity in our country, well, in the world, in our country. And we talk about that a lot. And I think it's almost a travesty. We don't hear as much about people who are saying, but I know that that's an issue, but that's not my problem. I would like to gain weight. And they're willing to gain it in a healthy way. I'm saying that to ask this. We got to be burning calories. But for the person who wants to put on healthy weight, they want to gain muscle mass, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the key to them balancing their calorie intake and their calorie burn?
Right. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of people who have high cholesterol are not overweight. You can look at, I've had many patients in cardiac rehab that were small, but they had high cholesterol. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with taking statins or medicine to help with your cholesterol. That is not what I'm saying. If your doctor has prescribed a medicine for you to take, take it. But you mentioned muscle mass, and that is what I recommend for people who want to gain weight, is that you gain muscle. You don't want to necessarily gain fat. But doing weight training is an excellent and very healthy way to increase your weight. As far as other ways, I would say eating a lot of whole grain and fiber. You don't want to eat a lot of junk food to gain weight, because your weight may not change, but your lipids, like I said earlier, your lipids, your total cholesterol and your triglyceride level, you don't want to increase those levels.
So does that person who is trying to put on muscle mass necessarily need to do what they need to do as far as a good cardiovascular workout, et cetera, but just not burn as many calories? Or can they burn all the calories they want, but as long as they're eating enough protein, they're eating enough healthy carbs, et cetera, they'll still put on the mass?
Right. And like for me, I have a very high metabolism. I have an extremely high metabolism rate. So I do exercise, but I do more weights than cardio for me, because If I do a lot of cardio and a lot of weights, I will be 100 pounds. And like you said, I don't want to be that small, because I know that I have a high metabolism rate. So for those of you who have a high metabolism rate, I would say continue to do everything, you know, in moderation. The only advice that I would say is don't eat junk food to try to gain that weight, because you may not see the weight, but in the long run, it can hurt you with your plaque. You know, you could build plaque up in the walls of your artery, and you can't see that on the scale. You can't see that in how you look. You can't see your arteries.
And so we want to make sure that whatever we're doing, ultimately, it leads to better health.
Absolutely.
Our guest, yours and mine, Crystal Smith, is going to talk with us more about something that you've heard her begin to touch on. She talked about the fact that there's a lot of stress causing a lot of these physical problems. She's going to really zero in on the connection between physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you're a little flat. Watch it. Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!